There have been further clashes in the French port of Calais as demolition teams destroyed hundreds of makeshift shelters for migrants trying to reach Britain in the camp known as the Jungle. French riot police fired tear gas at people who were hurling stones. Leonard Doyle, head of communications at the International Organization for Migration, warned against treating migrants in a heavy-handed way.
There are obligations under various UN treaties, humanitarian obligations, to look after, let's not forget, refugee and asylum seekers. They may be migrants, but they're also coming from, in the large, they're coming from refugee-producing countries, Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. And there's an obligation to actually support them, not to water cannon them.
The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has sharply criticised Macedonian police for using tear gas to prevent migrants, including children, from crossing the border. A group had stormed a barbed wire fence to enter Macedonia from Greece en route to northern Europe. New research provides the first evidence that the Zika virus may cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, a serious illness that leads to the body's immune system attacking the nervous system. It concluded that 1 in 4,000 people with Zika could also expect to contract Guillain-Barré syndrome, which can paralyze and kill. Jane Draper has more.
The current outbreak of Zika virus in Central and South America is causing concern because of its suspected links to underdeveloped brains in babies and also Guillain-Barré syndrome. Researchers analysed the blood of patients who developed the rare nerve disorder during a Zika outbreak in the Pacific island of French Polynesia 2 years ago. From this work, they predict there could be one case of Guillain-Barré for every 4,000 people falling ill with Zika.
Argentina's new administration has reached agreement with a group of foreign investors in a long-running dispute over defaulted government bonds. The investors will receive $4.6 billion from the Argentine government to settle all claims. Daniel Gallas reports.
Argentina has been blocked from borrowing money internationally for the past 15 years. It took the government of President Mauricio Macri almost 3 months to get creditors to accept its current offer to end that dispute. Markets reacted well to the news that a deal had been reached, but there's still a lot of work to be done. After winning over its creditors, the Argentinian president must now convince his own Congress that this is a good deal for the country.
A federal judge in New York has ruled that the U.S. government cannot force the technology company Apple to give the FBI access to a locked iPhone used in a drugs case. The government sought access to the phone in October, months before a judge, in a separate case, ordered Apple to help unlock the iPhone of an Islamist gunman who shot 14 people dead. World News from the BBC. Aid workers in Syria have been delivering supplies to a besieged rebel-held suburb of Damascus at the start of an expansion of the UN's relief program. The aim is to take advantage of a fragile ceasefire that's created safer conditions. A senior Vatican official, Cardinal George Pell, has said he has the full backing of Pope Francis as he prepared to testify for a second day at a public inquiry into child abuse in Australia. In his testimony, he said the Catholic Church had made enormous mistakes in its response to allegations of child sex abuse. A self-driving car developed by the technology company Google has hit a bus during a test drive in California. No one was injured in the accident. Google says it bears some responsibility for the collision. Dave Lee reports.
This isn't the first time one of Google's famed self-driving cars has been involved in a crash, but it may be the first time it has caused one. The car, travelling at 3 kilometres per hour, pulled out on a public bus going 24 kilometres per hour. The human in the Google vehicle reported that he assumed the bus would slow down, and so he did not override the car's self-driving computer. The company's self-driving cars till now have only reported minor fender benders, the American slang for a small collision.
Police in Colombia have arrested the brother of the former president, Álvaro Uribe, on charges of murder and conspiracy. Santiago Uribe has been accused of setting up a paramilitary group known as the 12 Apostles in the 1990s to fight left-wing rebels and criminals in the Antioquia region. He denies any involvement. The Bolivian president, Evo Morales, has said he wants to meet a son he was told had died 9 years ago. It's the latest twist in a scandal involving Mr. Morales' former girlfriend, the boy's mother, Gabriela Zapata, who's been arrested as part of a corruption investigation. An aunt of Ms. Zapata has now revealed that the child is alive. BBC News.